Kelly, you've been awful quiet about your trip to Europe. Just because waiting your turn, not because you're hiding things, as far as we know.
As far as you know, yes. I
but
have
you also,
been
you went home for a little while.
Yes, I've been a little quiet because I just came back from the brinks of death. And prior to being almost dead, I almost died again, and other things happened on vacation. Yes.
You don't want this as your theme song because it sucks in the original form, but way worse this way.
It's so much worse. And what's crazy is, right before you get knocked down, you do get back up again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every time, you got to get back up again from getting knocked down.
You can't get knocked down if you're not up.
Yeah, thank you so
much. Good point. That's a great point.
And I felt I was up, man. We were riding that high from holiday break-ins. I got a whole day off here just hanging out, ready to pack. Took my time getting back home to my family. And even on the flight to see my family, I just had one quick little layover in the beautiful town of Charlotte, North Carolina. On that flight to Charlotte, I met the most wonderful family. They had three kids. They couldn't even sit in the same row together. I was like their nanny on their trip. And the lady legitimately goes, will you please come to Key West with us?
Right.
And I thought, what a great start to vacation. And that's where it all really started. S turned to F. And I got all the way to Augusta, Georgia. My dad came to pick me up at the airport and I thought, I'm missing something. But I couldn't figure out what. Then I realized I left my jacket at the Charlotte airport on my layover.
Oh, that sucks.
It was a quick little 30-minute layover, enough for me to like grab a sandwich and chill. And I sat down, set my jacket down, and then got on the plane. And it wouldn't be that big a deal, except for all of my identification.
Oh, Jesus. Uh-oh.
My debit and credit cards are all in there.
That's right. It's not like you were traveling any.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's also not like I just did that in September of 2025. I lost my wallet again.
But you're not getting knocked down. You're knocking yourself down.
I know.
Like, this isn't, this isn't the world doing it to you.
Oh, you just wait to see how badly I knocked myself down. I get there and I'm like, whatever, I'm not going to panic. I at least made it to where my family's at.
Yeah.
And tell my dad what's going on. And we walk up to the airline folks because the airport will tell you, you got to keep in touch with your airline because if it was found at that terminal, they will return it to that airline's terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was like, yeah, you can go online and fill out a form. So I go online and I fill out a form and I'm like, I got to pay for this. That is ridiculous. But whatever, I pay $30 for this form. And I walk up to the lady and I'm like, this is my confirmation number. And she's like, wait, oh, you fell for a scam.
Oh!
No! I said, what are you talking about? And
wow. Okay. And you're what, like 9 hours into your vacation here?
Yeah.
How far are you?
Yeah, I flew home. I'm not even out of the airport yet. She was like, yes. Because she told me as soon as you make the confirmation number, I can call the Charlotte airport. Because if I try to call the Charlotte airport as a person, I get through all the ringers. And she has a direct line to an American Airlines terminal to say, if you get this jacket tonight, here's the cell phone number to call. She was super sweet. She's like, unfortunately, when you Googled lost and found at the Charlotte airport, there is the Charlotte airport website. And then there's all these little clickbaity things that look like it's part of the Charlotte airport lost and found.
Should be illegal.
But it's really a third party service that I paid $30 for. Just for them to send me emails saying, we're working hard. They were not real. So then I filed the real one, which, surprise, you don't have to pay for. And the Charlotte airport emailed me the very next morning. And they were like, look, we will let you know if we find it. And I said, thank you so much. And I said to my dad, thanks for picking me up from the airport yesterday. Sorry about all the confusion. We ended up having to stand around for about 20 or 30 extra minutes after he picked me up. Let me treat you to lunch. We'll go to like your favorite brewery or something. And my dad goes, first off, Kelly, you don't have a car. So I got to drive us to lunch. Second, how you going to pay for that and get your beer, dummy? And I was like, I don't have an ID or a wallet.
Boy.
I have made a promise I cannot keep. And so I was like, okay, I am done doing anything for the remainder of vacation at home. Now all I need to do is make sure my wallet gets back to me. And then within like an hour, the Charlotte airport calls me and they say, guess what? We've recovered your item. And I said, yes. And they're like, describe it to me. I said, it's a black Columbia jacket. I'm so excited. This jacket's been all over the world to me. And the wallet's just a, and the lady goes, it's just the wallet, babe. And I was like, they stole my jacket.
But left the wallet?
But left the wallet.
That's a win.
Yeah.
Not the best win.
Yeah.
No,
so,
but a better win.
Yeah.
Than...
I kind of appreciate you for returning my wallet, but I don't appreciate you for stealing my jacket.
It is surprising.
Yep. So at this time, I'd also called my roommate just in case, because I do have this extra ID, because yes, I did lose my ID back in September and had to get a replacement. So I have two. And my roommate said, I will overnight your ID to you first morning she can, right? And then the Charlotte airport calls me and they say, we'll overnight your ID too. So I said, one of you send it to where I'm at in Georgia, and then one of you send it to my residence in Michigan. That way, no matter what, before I fly to Europe, I will have an ID waiting for me in Michigan and my passport, just in case. Well, I asked the airline, I'm like, am I allowed to fly without an ID? And she said, they can't refuse to let you on the plane. You just have to super prove yourself. And she's like, so any sort of like debit card or credit card? And I was like, so
also
those are
gone.
All lost. So, my... so I'm like, hell yeah, because this all happens on Sunday. Monday morning, my wallet's being shipped from Charlotte back to where my house is with my roommate. And my roommate's shipping my other ID to my parents' house. No matter what, this cannot fail. My ID did not show up at my parents' house. And I said, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And my dad was like, we're going to drive to the airport like 3 hours early. And that way you get it, no problem. But we'll stop by the post office just in case on the way there. So we stop by the post office on the way to the airport. And the lady thumbs through stuff. And boom, there's my ID that my roommate sent me. Yeah. And then I get the notification from FedEx that my wallet made it to Grand Rapids. I am on my way.
Everything's turning up, Kelly.
I was so excited. So then I get home and I'm like, hell yeah, this is great. I'm going to get my passport and everything I need to go to Ireland. But then I open my suitcase that I traveled home with, and something that smelled like cinnamon and baked goods spilled all over the inside of my suitcase.
I mean... at least it didn't smell like fish.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say you opened it up and it was just a bunch of rubber snakes.
Yeah.
For no reason.
So oily. And my sister-in-law did send me home with a sourdough starter, so I think that might have been it.
It could have been.
Yeah, that's probably it. Because do you know where the sourdough starter is?
In my suitcase.
Okay, then that's probably it.
Could
yeah.
be. Sounds like it could be anything.
It went everywhere. It, no. So then I had to call my roommate, who, mind you, has already done a massive favor for me. And I said, hey, you wouldn't believe this. And she's like, yeah, I would. Just tell me what happened.
Yeah, we all know you.
Yeah, and she gives me the most gigantic suitcase I've ever seen, because I have like a little small carry-on, and then she's got the fridge, like Maitland's travel suitcase. And I said, thank you so much. I leave for Ireland. And man, I am having a great time. I am a full bill of health. I feel great. I'm excited to see my lover. And it all went downhill from there.
Back in a moment. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.